Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And so just don't permit anything. I never would permit the least bit of ill will or hard feelings or in my heart against anybody. Amen. Just absolutely refused it. Well, now, of course, the devil will suggest some things to your head, but you don't walk by your head, you walk by your heart. Thoughts may come and they may persist in staying. But thoughts that are not put into word or into action die unborn.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into the archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Praise God. 10 necessary steps to follow when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Have you ever been to that place? Well, we all get there in life. If you haven't been, well, you will be. So you might as well be prepared for it. Be ready for it. 10 necessary steps to follow when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Now, step number one is recognize the source of the opposition as being Satan. And we covered that yesterday. And then step number two, be sure the promises of God, the scriptures, cover the thing that you've asked for or are believing for. Be sure the promises of God are the scriptures. Cover the thing that you have asked for or are believing for. Now, you get out beyond the Word of God, you don't have any basis for faith. You see, faith, the Bible said in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Or, so then faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Faith, Bible faith, is based on the Word of God. What did God say about it? What does God say about it? I say to people all the time that come to me about certain problems and needs and so on and so forth, and I say to them, what scriptures or scripture are you standing on? And about 8 times out of 10, they'll say, well, not any in particular. And I always say, well, that's what you'll get then, is nothing in particular. Amen. Nothing in particular. Find scriptures, I say to them, that promise you the things that you're praying for. You're always on safe ground when you're on the scriptures. And when you get away from them, you're in a gray area. You're not on safe ground. And a lot of people, when it comes to faith, they just want to start a step out, you know, over into the dark. And whether or not the Word of God says it or whatever, you know, well, I'm just going to believe. Well, you see, believing God is believing His Word. Oh, how necessary it is to know the Word of God. And thank God He's given us His Word. We need not be in the dark. The psalmist of old said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Hallelujah. We walk in the light. What does it mean to walk in the light? You see, the Bible said, if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Well, now, what does it mean to walk in the light? Well, the Bible said, the entrance of His words giveth light. It means to walk in the Word. Walking in the Word is walking in the light. And to walk away from the Word means to walk into darkness. Well, now that will lead me to my third thought now. That verse I just quoted there in the first epistle of John, and where he said, if we walk in the light as He's in the light, hallelujah, we have fellowship one with another. It might be good for you just to open your Bibles there. Sometimes we quote these scriptures and people let them get away from them. I say to people all the time, and have for a good many years, it's not what you think the Bible said. That's not what counts. It's not what somebody told you the Bible said. That's not what counts. It's what you know for yourself, God's Word said. That's the only thing that'll count in your life. Now, here in this very first epistle of John, and in the very first chapter, and the seventh verse, "But if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, we're talking about 10 steps to take when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. And those first two steps, I just gave you them over again. We discussed them yesterday in some detail, but I gave them again for the benefit of those who were not with us. Now, let's get to number 3. Be sure that you're not living in sin, practicing wrongdoing. You see, as long as you walk in the light, we all fail in ways that we don't realize we do. But as long as you walk in what light you have, as the text said here, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. As long as you walk in the light, it's just an automatic cleansing. But if you are persisting in living in wrongdoing, you're going to get in trouble sooner or later. Your faith's not going to work. Your prayer's not going to work. Faith will not work. Jesus had something to say about that over in Mark's gospel when he gave those great words on the subject of faith, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you'll receive them and ye shall have them. And he went on to say, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now here he's talking about a hindrance to faith and a hindrance to your prayer life. Amen. And so just don't permit anything. I never would permit the least bit of ill will or hard feelings or in my heart against anybody. Amen. Just absolutely refused it. Well, now, of course, the devil will suggest some things to your head, but you don't walk by your head, you walk by your heart. Thoughts may come and they may persist in staying. But thoughts that are not put into word or into action die unborn. You need to know that. Because the devil will come around and tell you, well, he'll put a thought in your mind, and then he'll come around and tell you, said, well, now if you're saved, you never would have thought such a thing as that. And endeavor to defeat you. Thoughts may come, thoughts may persist in staying, but thoughts that are not put into words or into actions die unborn. Now you need to know that. I had a fellow holding a meeting for me. This comes to my mind at the moment. Holding a meeting for me one time. And I tell you, that fellow, he created more problems. Bless his darling heart. And he did some things that were wrong. No doubt about it. And the thought, I knew it was the devil. I recognize the devil. Anything that's defeat, anything that's negative, anything that's the least bit wrong is the devil. And I knew that the devil was putting that thought in mind. And if I was you, I just wouldn't take him up another offering. I'd just wait till Sunday night, and then I wouldn't do much for him, the way he's acted and what all he's done. I'd just maybe get up, you know, and just pass the plate, you know, and just say much about it. I said, devil, if you don't shut up, I'll tell you how to put the devil quiet. I said, if you don't shut up. Now, I was taking him up an offering every night anyway. Just passed the place, said, this is going to belong to the evangelist. I said, if you don't shut up, I'll take 2 offerings every night. Boy, he hushed in a hurry. He don't want any preacher to get 2 offerings tonight. I'll tell you that right now. That just shut him up right away. Amen. And I saw to it. I went out of my way then to be extra kind to them. The Bible said, return good for evil. I went out of the way to be extra kind to him, even though he did wrong. Amen. Absolutely the truth. Just went out of my way. I was sure to give him. In fact, I asked him, you see. I wanted to know, you know. What do you average? I knew he went mostly to larger churches than what mine was. He told me what his average was. I saw to it that he got way beyond his average offering. If I had to put it in myself. I didn't put a whole lot of it in. No, I'm going to return good for evil. I don't know about you. I'm just not going to permit any kind of animosity, or ill will, or wrong feelings. You see, a lot of times when we think about sin, too many times we think about sins of the flesh. And we think, you know, that that's terrible. Somebody rob a bank. Somebody to commit adultery. Oh, isn't that awful? God will judge you quicker on spiritual sins than he will physical sins. Now, did you hear me? I know, because Jesus said that to me one time when he's talking to me. It shocked me, but that's absolutely the truth. See, we are so in the natural, we get oriented to the natural, but he'll judge you. You can get by a lot of times for a while on some physical sins, but he'll judge you quicker on spiritual sins than he will physical sins.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Christmas lights are on. They're
yes. Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
And nightly from 5:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And they will be on through January the 1st.
And we have something new this year on the campus.
Yes, we do.
We have a train.
Yes.
That you can buy tickets on. And uh-huh. You can... ride a tour around the campus.
Yes.
On the train.
On the train, yes.
So that's available. Thing. And, you know, I mean, there's hot chocolate out there. There's funnel cakes.
Oh, yes.
It's
mini donuts. That's my favorite.
There is so much to do. Come on down and see the lights. They're coming in here from Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri.
Yes,
I was looking at license tags here a while back. And I want to tell you what, just a nice time to come
yes. And
see some Christmas lights. And then if you want to get some hot chocolate and all the other things that go with it, come on down here and be with us, okay?
Right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.